Hi, thank you for calling Legacy Insurance Group. This is Catherine. How may I help you?
Hey, Catherine. I was just talking with Michael. I am an existing policyholder or customer for you guys. And what I'm trying to do is trying to figure out my daughter, who is going to be a junior at Virginia Tech. We're looking to help her buy a car because she's moving off campus this year into an apartment. Looking to buy a car, probably in the $6,000 price range. We're trying to see what the best option is for insurance, whether we should keep her on our policy or whether she should have her own policy. And can you provide me some quotes for that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm glad that you called. So just so you know, well, when are you planning to purchase a car for your daughter?
Probably in the next month.
In the next month? Okay. So we would need to have a VIN number associated prior to offering a quote. Or do you have any idea like what year, make, and model that the vehicle would be that you're looking for?
So we're either going to get either probably a Civic or a Corolla is my guess. We're fine, probably in that range. Like the most likely a Toyota or a Honda. I would say probably the newest would probably be a 2011. That's just the price range that we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. So just because there are some different options that you have available, it would be a little bit tricky to give you an official quote or an accurate one at least. However, with that being said, so would this be for Abigail?
Yes.
Okay. So normally, just so that you're aware, normally for youthful drivers, the premium is going to be much higher for insurance if a youthful driver has their own insurance policy. I want to remind you that when you do purchase the vehicle, you want to make sure that for the title specifically, if you did want to have Abigail have the option to have her own policy, that that the title would either be in her name or you two would have a co-title.
Okay, so the title would have to be either, she would have to be on the title no matter what if she wanted to have her own policy in the future.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay,
so, and I mean, I would suggest, you know, you may as well just do it now to have her co-title. You could always do that later on at the DMV. But, you know, even getting an appointment with the DMV can sometimes be a bit tricky. So I would suggest if you can just work out with the dealership just to get both of your names on the title. That way it'll just, you know, save you that extra step whenever you do decide to have her on her own policy. And then with that being said, I mean, I would suggest to give us a call once you have either a VIN number or the year, make, and model available, once you kind of narrow that down a little bit further. And I mean, we can certainly provide some quote options for you, but just, I mean, in regards to premium wise, it would normally make more sense for Abigail to still be on your policy.
Okay. So she'll be on our policy. Can you give me any type of range? I'm trying to come with a budget because some October, November time frame, I'm also going to be adding Noel to our policy as well.
Okay.
So,
let me see here.
Premiums are going to go up, so I just need to know how much so I can make sure I have a proper budget.
Sure, absolutely. Well, let me take a look here. Just one moment, Eric. I can certainly at least like give you a ballpark of, you know, what we're kind of looking at right now. Okay, so if we're looking at a Honda, you said maybe a Honda Civic?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you want to see what the 2011 year would look like?
Yes, please.
Okay.
And then that'll just give me a rough idea.
Yeah, sure, sure. Just one moment here. Apologies for the delay here.
All right.
Okay, so then for the Honda Civic, the 2011 Honda Civic, we would still keep the same 250,000, 500,000, 100,000 limits. And would you like her to also have the $500 deductible and rental car and roadside assistance included?
Yeah, just the same as the other cars.
Perfect. Okay. So it would be, so for the 2011 Honda Civic to be added, we would be looking at a monthly installment of $671. And again, also keep in mind that without the valid VIN number, it is going to be, this isn't necessarily accurate.
Yeah, so just because you have monthly installment of $671?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, so that's total, because right now I'm paying $480-something?
So right now it's currently $433 a month.
So it'll be going up $240 per month.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
Just curiosity, if once I added Noel to the policy, come the October timeframe, can you give me an estimate on that?
When is Noelle's date of birth?
She is 2005.
March 30th, 2005. Okay.
Yep.
And will she be getting her driver's license or her permit?
She has her permit now. She'll get driver's license probably in October time.
Gotcha. And is Noelle spelled N-O-E-L-L-E?
Yeah.
Is Noelle a full-time student with at least a B average or a 3.0 GPA?
Yes.
Great. And has she ever experienced an accident other than collision claim or traffic violation?
She has not had any accidents.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, so as of now, it actually, if we were to add Noelle to the policy effective, I put in October 30th, it looks like the monthly premium will not even change.
Really?
Yeah, which is also, that's a little bit even surprising to me, but yeah, so that's great. I'm not sure if you're already aware of this for your other two children, but we will likely need for you to submit just one of her latest report cards whenever you do decide to add her officially to the policy.
Yeah, that's easy. That's no problem.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So at this point, have I answered all of your questions? Did you want to see I'm sorry?
Yeah, if you could, can you send me that estimate?
So I wouldn't be able to send it unless we actually like move forward with it. Let me see here if I can generate something.
Something unofficial.
Yeah, just because it's not going through specifically. So let me just see what we can do for you though, Eric. And then did you want to see a quote of Abigail on her own policy?
I guess, do you think it would be more than $240 per month?
Yeah, I normally would think that. I mean, we could certainly look into it though to give you some alternate options.
Do it real quick to see what it would be.
Yeah, so to generate her own quote, that does take a little bit longer, but I could certainly email that to you just so that way you kind of have your options available. But you do want to make sure that when you are purchasing the vehicle that, you know, both of your names would be on that title.
Yep, okay.
Okay, excellent. So let me go ahead then. I will we'll create Abigail her own spinoff policy. We can see, you know, just what the premium would be for her to be on her own. And then I will also email you, I'll see what I can get you over for the 2011 Honda Civic. But also, you know, Eric, keep in mind that without the VIN number, this isn't going to be 100%. It's not set in stone.
What? Yep, totally understand.
Okay. Okay. Well, have I answered all of your questions today, Eric?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Well, then just be on the lookout here in your email. And if you have any further questions, feel free to respond via email or give us a call.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, thanks so much. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye.